Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 81. We're doing the last two verses, but let's start up in verse 13. So it's the last four verses.
Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he who would feed you with the he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you.
Hallelujah. You can just see that the two different pictures here. Okay, let's picture it now in the Israelites. They have got the Lord. The Lord has met them, and he's taken them out of their bondage. They are now in him, in the wilderness, but in him first. He needs to be put him first, and everything else comes together. And that's what he desires from them. And being in him, they must listen to him, and then their ways must be in line. You hears my word and does it. It's like a wise man building his house on the rock. And so as they would listen, and they would then, their enemies, their doubts, their fears would be put aside. And they will take God's desires for their truth. They would take that which God says to them, that truth that he says to them, they would take it to heart. It would become their love, and it would be therefore they would take hold of God's faith, and then they would walk in it. That's what he desires. And so their mind would be made up. They would stand against the lies of the surrounding nations, the people that's taken hold of false gods, and they would stand and they would shine. And that's what we see was God's heart. And we see that exactly the same today. You need to know if you needed the Lord, and you called on the Lord. You've got to know when you called on the Lord came. And you are now in a better covenant. You're not in the same covenant as those that are serving other gods. You're in a new and a better covenant. I think of that scripture, 1 John 5:21, to us. The Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life, eternal life. So there needs to be a, just as it was there, so it is now as well. We need to understand that we have been set apart. We in the Lord, in the world. We're not in the world looking for Lord, serving this God and that God, and so being torn asunder by the evil one. We have met, our God has met us, and he is with us. And so he gives us understanding every day to take hold of, so our desires can be his desires, the belt of truth, that our heart can be his heart, the heart of righteousness, the having the love of God in our hearts, and then expressing his faith. So it's from faith to faith. He releases what is necessary for us. And so when we walk in that, we are mindful of that. We use the truth, the goodness that God has given us, to stand against all the darts that are around. And the evil one has been released. The Antichrist is very no more secret agent. He's a loud, boastful, and shouting his intentions on the media. And so you need to, and all of us need to understand, we are in Jesus, in the world, but in Jesus. Amen. Those that are in the world and with their false gods, just as it says here, they will pass away. Or us that know the truth, we can help them, and they can see a better picture and wake up to a living God, a very present help that works in us, that has made his home with us. And so we just like we work out our salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God that has saved us and it is God that is with us. We can help them to see that as well. And so we need to be satisfied every day. This is not a church thing once a week or two times a week. It's every day you're taking up your cross, you're drawing close, you're hearing, you're embracing that, and that's your armor, that you can stand strong in the midst of this evil world. Amen. So be blessed. Your God is big. Your God is love. Your God is for you and not against you. Amen.
Amen.